And now in the midst of what must be the most extensive, organized murder of human beings in human history. 30 million babies and innumerable adults have been killed. We must not succumb to the temptation to be murderers ourselves. Hear me. We must resist with all of our being the actions of Paul Hill and John Salvey. At the same time, we must be willing to stand in the gap. We cannot allow our culture to be comfortable with their autonomy and their language games, our autonomy and our language games. We do not know where we will be called to follow our King. We don't yet see all things subjected unto Him. But this one thing we see. We see Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, sitting at the right hand of God, coming again in glory. And the King has bidden us, occupy till I come. Father, help us to obey your word, to think Christianly, to live obediently, under the authority of our King. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Just before you go, I want to remind those of you who are students that don't have a class this next period you have to go to, I hope you'll stay and listen to the ever scintillating and almost always very entertaining Mark Coppinger. And he's going to be talking about the media. As far as I'm concerned, he can't say too much about that. And so that'll be fun to hear, and I want you to stay and do that. Tomorrow, students in chapel, Dr. Paul Carlisle, our resident shrink, will be doing, I understand, a public psychoanalysis of the presidents of this institution. Now, normally we do that a couple of times a year in private, but I understand that he's going to do it in public tomorrow, so it should be an interesting time. We urge you to be here. Jim Smith's going to lead us in a closing prayer. Would you stand with us, please? And as soon as he has completed leading us to God's throne of grace, if you are leaving, please go on back and visit in the foyer or outside in the rain. And those of you that are staying for the next seminar, you come right on down close here, please. Stretch just a moment, and we'll be ready to go. Brother Jim?
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time that we can come into this place and to learn about you and to worship you. And we do declare that you are our maker and our leader, and that we seek to do what you would have us do in this place. Thank you for the message that you have given Ben. We ask that we would apply it to our lives, Lord, that you would help us to do that so that we can be the salt and light that you want us to be in this world today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.